This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going?
Now, it's pretty good. It feels like people have oddly divided into two camps, which I feel like there's a whole lot of ground in between.
Let's go win the Super Bowl.
Yes, the camp of this is the beginning of your seven-game win streak. You're in the playoffs, and then we're going to be rolling. Or the camp of you just screwed our opportunity to get a top three or top five pick. It feels like there's a whole lot of room in between those two opinions,
well,
right?
Well, go tell the latter people to go stick their head in the mud.
Sean Sharif.
All right.
He's talking to you.
Well, I don't know who said what, but why would you say something like that? You know, go in the locker room right today and go tell Kevontae Turpin, Wanye Thomas, and Josh Butler that we don't want you to try hard and win.
Yeah.
Just go tell them. Because you know what? It wasn't CeeDee Lamb in the locker room I just left. It wasn't Dak Prescott. It wasn't Ezekiel Elliott. It wasn't Trayvon Diggs. It was Wanye Thomas, Kevontae Turpin, and Josh Butler holding court, by the way, on his birthday.
Oh,
how about
nice.
That?
Happy birthday to him. He's got the same birthday as my dad.
How about that?
That's nice.
Have dad ever had 12 tackles and three passes broken up in one game?
Brian Adams High School, baby.
I heard he didn't even score four touchdowns in a game.
You know what was interesting? He didn't even realize what he had done until after the game, and somebody told him, "Do you know you had 12 tackles and three passes broken up?"
And that's going, what you want, right?
Right. I was just out there playing. Yeah. They thought they didn't want to pick on Bland, so they picked on some guy they never heard of, right? And
yes.
He steps up and plays. And that's the beauty of, you know, yesterday. If you look at it, I think I figured out that there are top five players paid for this year and had 47 years of experience, did not play in that game. Think about it.
Wow.
Dak, DeMarcus Lawrence,
Diggs,
Zach Martin, and who else? And then Brandon Cooks. None of them played,
man,
and they won.
Okay, now they won, and you're right. I will admit, after the Schoonmaker touchdown, I thought the game was over. After the Kevontae Turpin touchdown, I definitely thought the game was over. So much so that after Wanye Thomas scored, I was like, you really should have just gone down there, buddy, because I feared that Washington was going to score another miracle touchdown and a two-point conversion and send it to overtime.
And they had an opportunity to do that, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and I'm sure everybody on the sideline was thinking, go down, go down, go down, right? Yeah. I even said it. I go down. You know, the game will be over. And, you know, and I understand scoring the touchdown, but you're only up eight points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we saw what they did against the Bears. Think about it. They didn't get that tipped Hail Mary touchdown with no time left on the clock. They're a 6-6 team. And everybody that's been out there, wow, the Commanders have figured this out. They know how to run an organization. They know how to win. They got this whole thing figured out. Well, okay, we'll see.
Score one for Daniel Snyder.
What did you think though about Rico Dowdle's performance yesterday?
Yeah, I thought he ran with his hair on fire. The unfortunate thing, that was the first time he lost a fumble all year.
Yeah, that was.
But other than that, I mean, he was balling in there, and there was a lot of times there wasn't a lot of room to roam in that running game, but he was, you know, just kind of persisting, keeping his legs going, and, you know, and without the, you know, a tush push going on from behind, by the way. I thought his performance, and I guarantee you, I know – CeeDee Lamb, I mean, he had 10 catches, but I think it was, what, 67 yards?
Yeah.
Something like that was the hardest 67 yards I've seen a man gain, just because he was catching the ball in traffic and trying his darndest to be able to, you know, gain another yard or two or get to the first down line. I thought that was rather remarkable. And
was the most impressive part about that, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff, but it was the cutback on the pass that he saw wasn't going to go where he needed it to go, and he kind of cut back between two defenders to catch a pass that I thought that football IQ there was just phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, that one, and I think of what the timing pass that rushed through, when he threw the ball, I thought it was intercepted because I said, well, who's he throwing it to? There's two defensive guys there. And here comes CD running his route and runs right into the ball.
That was amazing.
Yeah, there was a lot of amazing things from people. I guarantee you people didn't know their names, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at one point on the offensive line, you had three backups and a rookie center.
Yeah, Brock Hoffman and TJ Bass weren't terrible yesterday.
No, I mean, and, you know, they, I mean. And
they were pretty good, actually.
Brock Hoffman lived up to his reputation
yeah.
being an S-talker.
And you know what? And he should have incurred a personal foul. I can't remember on who it was. One of the, it might have been Deron Payne. I don't remember because they got into it and the guy took a swing at him. And yeah. the official was standing right there and just like, no big deal.
I like that. Those are yeah. my favorite moments.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? The guy just swung at him. I've seen a lot of football games. I don't think I've ever seen one like that.
Not that kind of ending. Actually,
it was ending, the middle. I mean, it was 3-3 at halftime.
I've seen some pretty crappy middle parts of the game like this with the Cowboys, but that ending was unbelievable.
Well, but understand what they were doing, the guys that were missing, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
that,
I get
that. That's what made it to me, something really special. McCarthy told them before the game, this is not about who we don't have playing. It's about who we do have playing. And these guys took the opportunity, and that's what, you know, Josh Butler just got done saying. And when I asked him that question, I said, did you guys realize how many guys were missing? He goes, yeah, but, you know, I come in here every day trying to win. I come in here every day looking for an opportunity. And when I get an opportunity, he goes, I got to take advantage of it because I don't get that many. I mean, this guy was out of football
yeah.
for 3 years
yeah.
before he ends up with the Michigan Panthers, by God. And he's on the practice squad till they ran out of corners and they signed him to the 53. And there he goes and plays a game like that. And, you know, pretty remarkable when I saw the stat that the Cowboys never had a undrafted free agent with three passes broken up since 1994.
That's very impressive.
I mean, you know, think about it. And just the things that, you know, I mean, we could do a whole show on Turpin, right?
That's the weirdest play.
Bumbling the kickoff.
And then the amazing spin move.
Yeah. And then he gets in the open field, and it's like as soon as he spun, and I think he ran 5 yards or 10 yards at the most, I said, he's gone. They're not going to catch him. And
they didn't.
And they sure didn't. And he's funny because, you know, he ended up realizing that he was having trouble reading and seeing distance. Aww. And he got glasses this year.
Oh.
Right? And it's like, I could see the football. He goes, but if I look across the room here at the other lockers, with the names on top, he goes, if I don't have my glasses, I can't read it. It's fuzzy. And he goes, I used to have trouble watching film because it was always fuzzy. And it's like, but you could see the ball? And he goes, oh, yeah, I no problem that. And I asked him, I said, can you see the end zone? He goes, always. He's quite a
just
character.
Like Juan,
but yeah. People are starting to, you know, who these guys are. And that's the, you know, I mean, that's what they got to bank on. It's about playing. You know, everybody keeps saying, when are you going to play the young guys? This season's over. Well, they're playing already.
Yeah.
And you just saw them play on Sunday afternoon, and a bunch of them made a name for themselves.
heading forward.
Yes.
Do you expect all those other guys that were out to be back, or like Diggs and everything?
Boy, it's a short week, isn't it?
Yeah. I was just wondering if that was kind of the
and
idea.
And I don't understand the Diggs thing.
Yeah, what happened?
I think he's...
He was questionable.
He's saying he's nursing a groin?
Well, I don't know what he's nursing, but even if you're questionable, you go to the game, right?
Get out there.
And he didn't even travel with the team. Mm. So, I don't know. Keep an eye on that one.
All right, that's what we'll do.
Oh, man.
But I'm just saying, you know, okay, they only got, yeah, you know, the guys that couldn't play, now you got, what, 3 days left before another game?
Yeah.
Or in between. I don't know how quickly you recover, I was figuring it would take an act of God to keep Zach Martin out. And so, you know, he was finally, I think they decided, okay, we need to give him a break, right?
Yeah.
And then Tyler Smith, you know, he's another one. I bet you had to put a seatbelt on him to not let him make the trip.
Galen Carson.
And then Carson too. Yeah, but
because his nickname
he was in. He was in. Yeah, good. I got you. I was a little slow on the draw there. He was one of the out guys, I guess. And it just on and on and on. Guys that were missing, and you're going, well, this is like, you know, this ain't gonna work out. I'm watching warm ups and realizing who's gonna play, and it's like, well, there's no way. Well, you know, if they don't hit that big pass play, you would sit here and go, boy, that defense really played well.
And I still think
and
that.
And they still
but you're
did,
right?
Right?
You're right, yeah.
I mean, I know, the, what was it? I don't know. Was it 80 yard? Whatever it was.
86.
86, yeah. I don't want to cheat them this
week. And it's a great wide receiver, so it happens sometimes.
But, you know, and it just, yeah, it's somebody told me the end of this game looked like a high school game. That, you know, so many things break down and you have big plays.
Plano East,
Plano
Tyler,
East,
John,
Tyler
Tyler.
John Tyler is exactly the game that I was thinking about,
I think
Mick.
I'm going to be sick.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it was remarkable that the guys, they got to step. I mean, didn't Mingo catch a pass?
He did. Yep. I thought that catch was pretty damn good.
Yeah,
Schoonmaker was good.
Except for blocking.
Yeah, but he still caught his first touchdown pass of his career.
That he did.
You know, and you know, they just had so many different guys, you know, out there that you might not have known they were even on the team. I mean, how many people know, you know, Brock Hoffman was still here after he got beat out for the center job, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and they and you know, at the one point that, you know, they had Austin Richards playing left tackle. Which I thought they should have kept playing him at left tackle.
That didn't feel like an injury switch out this time.
He was there on the big touchdown.
I think their plan was to give him some reps at left tackle. And I don't know about the one holding call that Guyton got, but, you know, it's like at some point when you block the guy, block him, let him go. Don't go to the ground with him. Because that's what they're going to see, and here comes the flag, right? And then the fact that he wasn't lining up on the line of scrimmage or even close to the line of scrimmage.
That was pretty bad. When they showed the replay, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I thought so too. Off. I said, oh, that's a ticky tack. And then I saw the replay and it's like,
whoops.
His head wasn't hitting even the center's butt, and it's supposed to cross the middle of his body. So, yeah. But anyway, you know, okay, now you know Austin Richards is on this team. And it was, and we should not diminish what Cooper Rush did too, by the way. I thought that was he completed 75% of his passes.
And he got rid of the ball fast.
And he knew he needed to, right?
Yes.
I mean, that had to be the game plan.
Agreed.
You know, because they were, you know, chopping away. And as a matter of fact, I say stuff to myself during the game in the press box, and when they got to the 22-yard line and they were driving, I'm going, throw the ball to the end zone, and there comes Schoonmaker all by himself. He was pretty funny afterwards when I asked him. I said, did you realize you were that wide open? And he goes, wow. Just like, you know, I guess I'm sure it was a busted coverage, right? Because all he did was run down the hash marks, and no one covered him when he got to the end zone. But again, guys like that stepped up and played. And that's why I think watching games like that, it just kind of, you know, you feel good for those guys, you know. And even
Mick,
had
Mick,
they
I'm
lost.
Sorry, we got to go to break or else my bosses will get really upset with me. But
you don't want me to just keep going,
no,
right?
No, I'm fine with it, but we need money with commercials and everything like that. We will pick this conversation up with you tomorrow, I promise.
Well, it's a good thing because I've got 2 minutes to get to my podcast.